Well, they're famous around the world, but not just for their policing work. Australia's police departments have attained infamy thanks to their casual and humorous approach to social media. And last week, the release of yet another comedic creation by the NT Police has seen them make headlines again. The Wire's Lauren Connolly has the story.
Oh, hello there. My name's Senior Constable Dean. You might remember me from police instructional videos 3.1864 or policing 12586, how to run an RBT station, or my favourite, join the police, how to kill off your music career.
As many Generation Wires would know, you can't count on social media success these days without knowing the art of going viral. And as we've come to learn over the last few years, not many do it better than Australia's state police departments. Last week, the Northern Territory Police Department released a safety message video ahead of the annual Bass in the Grass Music Festival. With its brilliantly bad 80s parody and subtle self-deprecation, the video had over 80,000 views in less than 24 hours. I set out to investigate how police departments around Australia use their social media and whether their candid approach affects our respect for our boys in blue. Professor Jean Burgess of the Queensland University of Technology spoke to me about the beginnings of the Australian police's approach to social media.
Well, back in the 2011 Queensland floods, the police played a hugely important role in busting myths and passing information around. But in between disasters and emergency events and missing children, they often joke around quite a bit as well. And so that enables them to build an audience that will actually follow them just for the value in the account, the social media account itself. And so we can see this with this NT Police video. And one thing that this sort of humorous use of social media does is to sort of break down the barriers or the cultural distance, I suppose, between ordinary people and the police force. And so it probably softens their image as well as getting that core message across.
New South Wales Police's Daniel Sheehy agrees.
So I think it does definitely humanise police and make them more approachable. Certainly, a lot of the feedback we've seen there, we've also done a couple of surveys from our audience, and it's certainly very positive, the feedback we get. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the aim is to, you know, police are human as well, so we want to humanise them in the eyes of the public.
I asked Daniel if he thinks humour is getting the message across.
Oh, definitely. I think it definitely is. I mean, if we just look at our numbers and our growth, we've grown faster in the first 4 months of the year than we did in the whole of last year for 2016. So I think there is something to be said about being, you know, using humour to get the message out there and grow the page. The whole point is to grow the page so people can see those messages when they need to.
But is there danger in taking a serious message and turning it into a meme?
I think that you would need to be contextually appropriate. So there's some types of events, like information you want to get out ahead of a music festival, that are entirely appropriate to take a meme-like or humorous approach to, and there are other types of emergencies that are very grave and serious and where humour is not appropriate. And I haven't seen any examples of really inappropriate use of humour yet.
Going viral is something the New South Wales Police are no strangers to. They even have their own BuzzFeed article. How do they celebrate?
We just keep pushing on, you know. We've got quite a few goals. Queensland is still ahead of us, Queensland Police, so we've got that goal there that we can...
Bit of a competition
and,
now.
Bit of healthy competition. I mean, we're all in it for the same ends, but, yeah, a bit of competition there is always good. And, you know, the police forces around Australia, actually, I think there's a bit of healthy competition there.
Well, I'm Senior Constable Elliot, and remember, at this year's Bass in the Grass, don't be a c***.
That's Lauren Connolly with that report.